Chapter 5. The Exchange.
The stupidest thing Longboy did for Trixie was buy her a new car. Trixie liked expensive open sports cars. Every time she saw one on the road, she said to Longboy, "Oh, that's a nice car." Then one afternoon, Longboy left me at the hotel and took Trixie to an automobile agency. They returned in a new yellow Cadillac with an open roof.
"Do you like it, Addie?" Longboy said.
"How much did it cost?" I asked.
$2,000, he said proudly.
"No," I said. I was very angry. Longboy was spending all his money on Trixie. I must get rid of her, I thought. The next day, we drove to Montgomery and stayed at the Exchange Hotel. The hotel receptionist was called Floyd. Floyd liked Trixie. When Longboy wasn't watching, he smiled at her and tried to take her hand. Trixie always laughed. That gave me an idea. The next time Longboy and Trixie went out together, I went to talk to Floyd.
"Do you know that blonde lady, Miss Trixie?" I asked.
"Well, in her opinion, you're very attractive." Floyd was very surprised.
"How do you know?"
he asked. "She told me," I said. "Her exact words were, 'He's the most attractive man in Montgomery.'"
"Really?"
he said with a smile.
"Well, that lady has got good taste."
I laughed and started to leave.
"Wait a minute," Floyd said.
He went into the hotel shop and got a box of chocolates.
"Give these to Miss Trixie for me."
"She'll like that," I said. "You should also write her a note."
"What kind of note?" Floyd asked.
"Maybe you should invite her to a dance," I said.
"But she's already got a boyfriend," he said.
"No, she hasn't," I said. "That man's my dad. He's Miss Trixie's manager. She's a dancer."
"A dancer, eh?" said Floyd.
His smile was now bigger. He wrote a note and gave it to me. I took the note and the chocolates to my room. I couldn't wait to read it. It said, "Here are some sweets for a sweet lady. I also know how to dance. Do you want to go dancing tonight? Meet me downstairs at 10 o'clock. Floyd." Trixie returned with Longboy, and then she went up to her room. I knocked on her door and gave her the chocolates. She read the note and smiled. That evening, she didn't talk much at dinner. "I've got a headache," she told Longboy. "I'm going to bed early." I saw Trixie leave her room at 10:15. After Trixie left, I went to talk to Longboy. "Why didn't you go dancing with Trixie and Floyd?" I asked him.
"Who's Floyd?" he asked.
"The hotel receptionist," I said.
"What are you talking about, Addie?" he said. "Trixie's in her room. She isn't feeling well."
"Well, I saw her, and she looked fine," I said. "She and Floyd were wearing their dancing clothes." Longboy ran to Trixie's room. Then he ran downstairs to the reception area. He returned 2 hours later. He was very angry.
"Get your things, Addie," he said. "We're leaving."
"Now?" I asked.
"Right now," he said.
Longboy and I drove the rest of the night and most of the next day. We talked about Trixie just one time after that.
"Promise me one thing, Addie," Longboy said. "When you grow up, be loyal to your man."
"I promise," I said. "A woman like Trixie can destroy a man," For a week after we left Montgomery, Longboy just stayed at the hotel and did nothing. We didn't have much money after Longboy bought that yellow sports car, so we needed to make more soon. We started to do business again, but the car was a problem. In those days, not many people had expensive cars, especially yellow ones, so it was easy to follow us.